What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. We will do, well, Vinny will, his official 53 projection coming up at 1:30. So stick around for that because maybe we'll have some more trickling of roster maneuvering by then as the Ravens hit the practice field coming up in less than half hour. Real quick, couple of ex-Ravens. We talked about Deontay Johnson, released by Cleveland. Arthur Millette, Aaron Wilson, our longtime friend. Looks like he's going to be finished in Houston.
Yeah, he had a good run. I mean, all these guys that are getting cut now, I mean, none of them would be able to even sniff the Ravens roster.
Yeah, Millette was more injury plagued, which cost him. Johnson just kind of, who knows.
He's a headache.
All right, speaking of injuries, by the way, John Harbaugh yesterday, talking to the media, was asked about Jair Alexander.
Yeah, well, he's been working hard as far as all the non-football stuff. So, you know, he's been chomping at the bit. You know, he's been trying to break out of prison. You know, he's been locked away in there. It's a nice place. It's beautiful, but in his mind, it's a prison nonetheless. And they're doing what they need to do to get him ready for that. But yeah, practice is important. You know, and he's a veteran guy. He wants to practice. So when he gets out there, I'm sure he'll be going at it. But it'll be our job too to monitor that as well to make sure that we do it right. It's a long season, and we want to bring him back the right way.
Yeah, and just watching him at practice, and I've said this before, like when they did one-on-one drills, I mean, that's a dude that he wants to take every rep. He wants to jump in the line in front of everybody. He wants to go all the time. So the Ravens' job, the Ravens' trainers, coaches, is to tempo him down, you know, because it's a long season, and it's about maintenance, you know, and the thing is they have walkthroughs every day during the season. Week of Buffalo. They have walkthroughs every day. Okay. Can he practice on the big practice days in the NFL are Wednesday, Thursday. Can he practice Wednesday, Thursday? That would be what – if he could just do that, all right, you can just do the walkthroughs on Monday, players' day off Tuesday, Friday, you know, his red zone, goal line, those types of things, third down. All right, rest those days. But Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday, if he could practice, that would be fine.
What do you think? He'll be there for Buffalo? Does he get back to practice next week?
I think they're doing everything he can. I think he'll – Bob, I would not be shocked. Maybe he practices because Monday will probably be a pretty good install day, I would think, for Buffalo. So if he could practice maybe – Monday, maybe he can go Wednesday, Thursday, or maybe just Monday, Thursday. That's probably plenty for him. Or just go out on those other days and just do individual, just to get his footwork and pedal and all those things. And then, you know, watch practice. A lot of times, you know, if it's your knee, you don't want him standing out there because that's hard. That's hard on your knee just standing on it. You know, go do the bike, go to the training room, get your treatment, do those things. You know, that's probably more so for him, just for the maintenance. He's got to, because what they've got to do is don't sacrifice practice time for game time. You know, they need him to play, what, 40 snaps in each game? That would be great if he can play 40 snaps. Because I think Wiggins, Humphrey, Bob, when the starters go out there, probably Wiggins, Humphrey probably be the starters. And then Jair, you're there, you know, when we're nickel dime, Jair's there, and Awuzie's, you know, so you got a lot of situations. So you can protect him a little bit where he doesn't have to take 50, 60 snaps every game.
But that's going to be a hard thing to do to maintain him, because the injury history recently, and we're seeing it here, he's been a Raven for, what, 3 months?
Yeah, and he's been he's missed more practice than he's been to.
So the concern level's there. I would look at him like we talk about some banged up Orioles or whatever. If he plays, it's a bonus. And if he plays like he's played, where he was a Pro Bowler for Green Bay, it's an added bonus.
Yeah, the thing though, Bob, about Jair, if you can just get him where he can be in the game, you know, where he can, where your maintenance and stuff gets him to the game, just because of the attitude he plays with, the arrogance that he shows up with. You know, he adds a lot to that football team besides. You know, that's the thing that he brings to that team also. Lets them have fun. I mean, they have fun when he's out there. I think it's big if they can have him on the field. I think that's really important.
Now, Jake Hummel, haven't seen him in a while. He was brought in to be the special teams ace guy. And guys, Higgins the fourth has really made an impression out there, the kid from Iowa. But Jake Hummel, so he's cool, right, John?
Yeah. Hummel's, he's going to make the team. You know, he's going to be a big part of what we're doing. He had that hand thing, so he had to go in there this week and do a little minor procedure that he should be practicing next Wednesday. It should be good to go for the game if all goes well, which they say it's going great.
Now, Jake missed time in OTAs and stuff. Wife had a baby, so he missed a lot of the OTAs. Then when he came back to training camp, he missed some days because he cut his hand. But he didn't miss any days in pads. And he's been an ace special teamer for the Rams. And I know they like him. And, you know, Harb's basically reiterated that he's going to be on the team. And I just think, Bob, it's about a special teams guy, a core special, because special teams were not good last year. And special teams were very good in the preseason. You know, it's not starters and all, but the special teams was good. And they want a good special teams. And I think having an undrafted rookie in there against Buffalo that's never played an NFL game, you know, he's running down on kickoff. No, I want Jake Hummel doing those things. And I think that's why Jake is there.
News from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw, 105.7 The Fan. John Harbaugh starts his, let's see, 18th year as Ravens head coach. He started in 2000. Joe Flacco's rookie year, as a matter of fact. We'll see in week two. But John was asked about, you know, you're getting older and the players are getting younger and new. How's that working out for you?
It gets harder. I'm heading toward grandpa territory, just like you, you know, and you see your kids and these kids. You know, I had a Miami Ohio grad today, you know, Reed, and we were talking and had his Miami shirt on, you know, that's close to home for me, you know, and that's a tough conversation. But then the guys are so grateful for the opportunity and for what they felt like they learned and everything. And all I can do is give them a big hug and, you know, give me your phone number and say, hey, let's keep in touch. You know, let's keep in touch.
Yeah, I mean, with Harv's being older and that time, I mean, Bob, it was like, you know, when I was at Notre Dame, I was 23 or 24. You know, I wasn't much older than the players. So, I mean, and like when I'd go to the kids' houses in high school and stuff, you know, I wasn't much older than them. Totally different dealing with the players at that age. And then when you get to like our age now, dealing with the players, totally different. And how they look at you too is totally different. You know, and how they talk to you and things, totally different. So yeah, with Harbs, no doubt it's different. Because when he, I mean, his daughter's, she a senior at Notre Dame or she graduated? But, I mean, his daughter is almost out of college.
But he has to adapt to the waves, waves and waves, more of an entitled, maybe, younger generation here. Then where it was respect authority as opposed to you walk in expecting things, not earning things.
Yeah, and I'm sure like when he walked in 18 years ago and he had veterans like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and stuff, it was eye-opening for him too. And I think he's learned through those years. Plus, I think he's learned what he wants and what he likes and what he doesn't want too in a player.
Well, we come back with count some dough, buy or sell. Here on Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll talk about sports subjects of this day. Talk Orioles with Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner. Get your phone calls. Go to the Fun House because we couldn't do it last hour. 410-583-1057. Nate Davis, USA Today, has record predictions. He released them a couple of weeks ago, and you know he's given the Ravens their much deserved respect. But we'll talk about some surprises as he saw it, putting his Super Bowl matchups together, American League East report, some interesting stuff in the division, and then Vinny's 53 will break that out for you as it officially becomes known later on today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, 105.7 The Fan, Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk Orioles, Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. In a couple of minutes, stick around for that. Nate Davis, USA Today. USA Today is going to have some NFL lunch with us as his record predictions are out. Annual, and he always thinks outside the box a little bit. So he'll explain that rationale. But right now, before we get to the sports topics, let's count some dough, buy or sell.
All right, Bob, the Dow is down $2.44. The S&P's up $7.82. NASDAQ is up $56.69. DraftKings up 58 cents to $47.49. Under Armour's down 60 cents to $4.96.
Yeah. Getting started in the NFL today. Preseason finally over. Almost time for real football. But if we're going to grade the Ravens' performance over the past month, what would we land on? Well, Tyler Sullivan, he's done just that. Not just for the Ravens, but for every team. And his assessment for Baltimore was a B+. Even without starter contributions, the team looked sharp in all three of their games. Tyler Loop cemented himself as the starting kicker. And expected impact rookies, Malachi Starks and Mike Green, both looked the part as well. In terms of a negative, Sullivan has Cooper Rush listed here, and the uncertain status health-wise of Isaiah Likely. Vinny, are you buying or selling that B-plus grade for Baltimore?
I was thinking more, you know, like an A. You know, I guess with a Likely injury, okay, but, you know, he's going to be back within a couple weeks. And Cooper Rush, the last preseason game, thought he looked pretty good. So I'm not buying that B+, Nolan. I thought it was better. I thought it was dominating, really. I mean, defense gave up one touchdown. One. And it was the Indianapolis was late.
Go over to baseball here. The Red Sox spent a pretty good chunk of change on Walker Buehler this past offseason, but hasn't really panned out for him, at least the way they thought it would. He's actually maintained pretty decent health, which was probably the biggest red flag coming into the year.
Yeah, he's a multiple Tommy John guy.
He's out there, just not pitching well. ERA over 5 on the year, which is why Alex Cora made the decision to move him to the bullpen over the weekend. His first appearance out of the pen, 2 runs in 2 1/3 against the Yankees. Now, what makes this interesting moving forward is his contract. He signed for this year, but it also came with a mutual option for 2026. And what that means is both sides have to agree on a return, or else Boston will pay him $3 million in a buyout. The price tag, if he does return on the option, increases to $25 million. Buy or sell, Bob, there's nothing Buehler can do out of the pen to make himself worth that much money next year.
I'm buying it 100%. And, you know, he could help them down the stretch. Remember when the Dodgers had all those injuries last year? He pitched the clincher in the World Series against the Yankees. But big stud coming out of Vanderbilt. I was all about him back when the Orioles were entertaining, maybe training Manny in 17. I think they were linked to the Dodgers. But he would have been like the dude you wanted. Got Kramer, who's been more reliable than Walker Buehler. Maybe not as dominant when it comes to the high-end stuff. But Walker Buehler, let's see, I'm not a mathematician. 25 mil, 3 mil, 25.
Yeah. He's making 21 this year.
I think that ship has sailed there.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the interest, the Orioles potentially wanting him at the 2017 deadline. Wasn't Dustin May in that conversation too? And now they're both teammates in Boston.
And both with Tommy John. I think Buehler had it when he was at Vanderbilt, if I'm not mistaken. But it is what it is.
We'll go back to the NFL here. The Giants, well, they had a quarterback dilemma to sort out, but that's been taken care of. Their busy offseason saw them land Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston in free agency before drafting Jackson Dart. Tommy DeVito was still around, but he's already been waived, so pretty much tells you this is the three that they're rolling with. But some are scratching their head because, well, what do you need both a Russell Wilson and a Jameis Winston for? They kind of serve the same purpose, and on top of that, Jackson Dart actually looked pretty good in the preseason, so he should be ready to start at some point this year. Earlier this week, when asked about a potential Jameis Winston trade or moving on from him, their assistant GM Brandon Brown said, look, you know, we appreciate the interest, but Winston, he's a Giant. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Buy or sell, Vinny, Winston should have been the one getting released, not Tommy, or well, I guess it's as you traded, keep Tommy DeVito.
I know they gave Jameis Winston a 2-year deal, so that may have played into it some. Now, from reading all the articles and stuff, it sounds like Dart, Winston, and Cutlets were real tight, you know, and Russell's kind of like his, you know, own guy. I'll buy it. You know, I think cap-wise, it might have saved him some money. And Jameis is an interception waiting to happen when he's in there anyhow.
He did Tommy Cutlet's agent back to work again. Remember him? Looked like straight out of a mob movie.
Oh, yeah. And ironically enough, you got the Giants and Patriots preseason finale. Didn't Cutlet throw three touchdown passes?
Yeah, he had a hell of a day. Hell of a day. Well, if somebody doesn't pick him up, he'll probably end up back on the Giants practice squad.
Let's see. We'll close with this for today. The Mets and Phillies played game one of a three-game set last night. New York dominated, came out on top 13-3, which means their record against Philadelphia on the season is now 5-2. It still sits six games back in the NL East standings, though. You got two more left in the series. They'll play a four-game set in early September, and that's it for the year on the season series. So Mets running out of time here if they want to make up ground in the division. Buy or sell, Bob. The Mets will actually dominate the season series, but lose the division crown in the long run.
I'll buy that 100,000%, even though it's only 100% you can maximum go to. There's an old Def Leppard song called Too Late for Love, Too Late for Dominance in the head-to-head matchups. I mean, the Twins dominated the Orioles this year. Yep. They look like 27 Yankees. Now, they're both also Rans. Two teams, by the way, I picked to win the division back in March. But anywho, not enough going to happen for the Mets. They're still, you know, in a pretty strong wild card situation, even though they've been a little bit shaky as of late. But Vientos is starting to heat up, and he's been quiet for most of this season. Mullins has been contributing to the cause. So the Mets will hang tight, but nah, they're toast in regards to the NL East. When we come back, talk about those Orioles. Kyle Coon, Baltimore Banner. Birds lose a tough one last night, 4-3. Sagano, though, he's pitched really well as of late, well enough to get an extension from Mike Elias. Trevor Rogers obviously falls into that conversation, because who's next after Samu Basayo? And the return of Kyle Bradish means what? Not necessarily for this season, but for Mike Elias' offseason, if Bradish looks like he's 100% healthy and ready to rock. Birds.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Lose the opener last night. All right, you still want to win more than you lose. And, you know, unfortunately for the Orioles, it's been 4 out of 5 in the L column. But Kyle Bradish is coming back tonight and here to talk about that and more from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kyle Coon. Kyle, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing all right. And Kyle, we'll start with Tomo Sagano. Gave up 2 home runs. Hadn't given up a homer in, 100 and plus batters faced, and Anthony got him lead off the game, and then Duran went Manos DiPietros in the center field, which turned out to be the difference in said game. After a rough patch where the earned run average was over 8, he has really settled down and pitched well. Kind of leads all rookie starters in a lot of stats there. What about Sagano? And we'll get into who's next with the extensions and such. But what about Sagano? How much has he done this year to at least entice Mike Elias to offer him a contract? And would he be inclined to stick around if it's a fair offer?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Sagano came in. Obviously, he's different than most rookies, 35 years old. His success is really kind of a razor thin margin. It has everything to do with his command. Also, I would point out that Sagano, his games without giving up a home run, you might see some correlation to his really good success with Adley Rutschman being healthy. And then, you know, Samuel Bisaios catching him last night, obviously a rookie catcher, and some of the things go a little differently. So I think Sagano was one of the guys who was very complimentary of Adley and his ability to call a game, and probably benefited a lot from Adley being healthy. And now that Adley's back on the IL, maybe he's seeing some things. But, you know, it's hard to read ahead exactly what the front office needs to do because there's so much they have to do with rotation in general. I think Sugano's probably back in line because he's probably, you know, a 4 or 5 starter in the rotation next year. The Orioles need what they need to do. So I think there's a lot of balls in the air to see if Sugano has a future next year with the club.
Well, the one guy that certainly earned some sort of accolades could be the Orioles MVP when it's all said and done this year is Trevor Rogers. And Kyle, let's go back a year ago. A lot of people think I was one of them. Because he didn't pitch well when the Orioles got him from the Marlins. And we didn't know Stowers was going to be an all-star, and Norby was their starting second baseman this year before he got hurt. But, I mean, he got sent to the minors. I mean, this is the big acquisition to help the Orioles win the division, and he was bad. Then he made his first start this year in Boston, got sent back to the minors. But, boy, has he been brilliant since. As you know, you see it all the time. What about him getting that contract extension? A guy that went from, boy, the Orioles got fleeced in this trade, to a dude that is having the greatest run we've seen from an Orioles pitcher ever in his first 13 starts of his season.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that you're saying that. I will die on the hill that the cost of Trevor not being good for a year was pretty rough in the trade. But at the same time, I mean, the way he's come back, like you said, it's like no other Orioles starter ever. And I don't think anyone, I don't even think Mike Elias, if you gave him true serum, could have imagined the success that Trevor Rogers has had this year. So, yeah, I mean, I think he should be, I mean, at this point, he seems like the most logical person to extend. And, you know, his extension will look different than Bisaios, because Bisaio basically mostly got bought out of his arbitration years, right? And Trevor Rogers, I believe, is scheduled to be a free agent after 2026. So you'd start, you know, paying him real money if you give him an extension. So we're probably talking hundreds of millions of dollars at a certain point. So that will be a test for ownership to see if, hey, you can do the deal with the guy if it's relatively cheap and you're buying out his arbitration years. I mean, $67 million is not like nothing to sneeze at, but at the same time, it's not free agent money. So what you're trying to do with Trevor Rogers is take him off the free agent market, and that's just a different level of money. So that will be up to David Rubenstein and his group to see if how serious they are. But I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Orioles believed in Trevor Rogers, invest a lot in him, and I think it makes a lot of sense to come to the table and be like, hey, look at all we poured into you. You're back. We want you to be an Oriole for a long time.
And now, Kyle, we know Gunnar is going to be worth millions and millions and millions of dollars when he hits free agency. But, you know, Adley's that dude as well as he approaches arbitration. But Bob Nightingale, not to make it all about me and Bob have been doing radio together for 25 years, USA Today. And Adley's going to be the most attractive trade chip. He'd be shocked if he's in an Orioles uniform to start 2026. So where's Bob getting this information from? And, I mean, are we just connecting Bisaio dots to Adley? I mean, you know, he's going to be looking for a big deal. Is there any traction, perhaps, to a guy that just a year ago was the foundation piece to the organization? Now, just like that, possibly on the move?
I mean, I don't want to cast any doubt on Bob or his sources, but I don't think that fortune has turned quite on that dime. I mean, again, when, as you're sort of alluding, when Adley is healthy and he's producing, this team wins. And, you know, as I also said a few minutes ago with Sugano, I mean, the way he catches and calls games is just better than Samuel Basayo. I think there's more questions about Basayo's future at catcher than there is about Adley's, to be honest, right now. So, but maybe Basayo is the catcher of the future, but he's certainly not necessarily the catcher of 2026. And they're still trying him at first and still going to do things with him. He's catching right now because Adley's hurt. I think if Adley was healthy, the balance would look a little different. So I don't think the Orioles have given up on Adley as a long-term catcher for this team, even though they've signed Basayo to a long-term deal. And his correlation with winning at the big league level is better demonstrated than Basayo's right now. And if you're going to contend in 2026, I think it helps to have Adley in the lineup. I think it helps to have him behind the plate. He enhances your pitching lineup, and a lot of guys did really well when Adley was behind the plate. So I just don't think it's over at all. And I think if you're trying to win next year, it makes more sense to me to have Adley on your team than not.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Orioles, Red Sox tonight, 6:35, Camden Yards. Kyle Bradish going to make his first start since last June 14th, to be exact, and he was pitching great that day before the elbow finally conked out on him, and we talk about 2026, and a healthy Bradish is going to be key to the Orioles getting back to where we expected they would be this year, but this season, just him coming back and being effective and healthy, what does it do for the clubhouse? And obviously, what does it do for Mike Elias's plans this offseason for his rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. And I remember that game when he went out. It was a great series with the Phillies, great game, great start to the game, very dramatic game. And then he goes out with his elbow injury, which obviously was just, you know, dramatic, heart-wrenching, all those things. So it's great. I mean, it's almost like we haven't thought about him for a year but he was sort of the foundational semi-homegrown ace of the staff at one point. And I think, you know, if he can find being close to that again, I mean, him and Trevor Rogers at the start of your rotation is pretty fearsome. So I don't know if Kyle needs to be an ace for the rest of this year. But if he kind of finds competitive form and works out the kinks and just gets a head start into 2026, that's a huge advantage for this team, a huge mental boost. I mean, the youth movement in the roster, I think, has really propelled this team for the last few weeks, and it's been really great to see.
Hey, Kyle, do you think Jackson Holliday's hit that rookie wall a little bit?
I mean, a little. I just don't think he's necessarily dip too far below what I expected for a kid in his second year. And I think at certain points, he's been one of the Orioles' most consistent guys. I just think baseball, you hit some dips. I think obviously everyone would like to see him have a little more power. I think everyone would like to see him get on base a little bit more than he does. But I don't think it's so dramatic that we should be wringing our hands too much. I mean, Jackson has been more consistent than a lot of guys this year. And more importantly, he's been healthy.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. What's happening on the website on this Turn Up Tuesday?
Yeah, we got a story from Andy Koska on the terrible messages that Cade Povich got from gamblers and just the troubling rise of that. So if you can tell your listeners, police yourselves before you DM players about your parlays. Leave them alone. We don't need any more of that. We don't need any more horror stories about people DMing rude things to Orioles players. And I would like to see less of that personally.
Well, you know, sports fans and gamblers are always the most rational people, Kyle, as you're aware at this point in time. Kyle, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
There's Kyle Goon, everybody. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Talk to Nolan a little bit more. Nate Davis, USA Today. His NFL record predictions came out a couple of weeks ago. He thinks highly of the Ravens. Who's on the opposite end of that spectrum? and the Vinny's projected 53-man Ravens roster coming up at 1:30. But let's get out to the phones. Let us go to White Barn. Speaking of Cliff, you on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cliff, what's up?
Hey, man. I want to talk about the Orioles real quick, but I don't know what all the buzz about is with the Steelers, man. I tell you, they're putting all their eggs in the Rodgers basket. Good luck with that. That organization has wrecked their quarterback position. They didn't even – Fields last year was, what, 6-3. They took him out. They put – you know, they stunted his growth. They kicked him out of there. And now they're putting all their eggs in that basket. I think the general manager is going to get fired soon enough.
Just signed a new deal.
Yeah.
He just signed a new deal, yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, good luck to them. About the Orioles, Bob, and you've been on this train for a while, and I know you're opining for him, but Rodgers, you have to evaluate your own locker room. What he is putting up there, man, he's just not a thrower. The guy is a pitcher. On days when he doesn't have every one of his pitches working, you know what the key to him is, Bob? He still throws those pitches. He doesn't bump it down to maybe I'm throwing two pitches. He still throws his whole arsenal. He's impossible. Now, teams that are really want a number one starter, I mean, look what the Yankees did a couple years ago. They lost their international slot to get our catcher just to make sure
Garrett
they
Cole.
Got
– Yeah.
Yeah, just to make sure they could get – but it's still a good deal. You have to have that pitcher in the front end of the – and, Bob, I don't know, man. If the Birds – or get ahead of themselves here, good for him. But the guy can pitch. He's just not a thrower. And, man, this looks good in our rotation.
Yeah.
But I know how you feel about it, Bob, so I'll let you go. I know you like him.
All right. Well, I didn't 2 months ago or 3 months ago. And as a matter of fact, opening, I was like, this guy, what the hell? And then Stauer starts to rake earlier. But like fans, you sit there, you got to be patient. We just talk about being irrational and watch everything play out in real time. And he's been brilliant. And to Cliff's point about not having his best stuff, he didn't on Sunday and weaseled himself out, or pitched himself, I should say, more appropriately, out of jams, and still finished with what, Nolan, 9 Ks against the game on a Sunday afternoon against Houston. I mean, he was laboring for him. He walked 3 guys. He was behind in counts, but found a way to get out of jams. And that's what good pitchers do. Some melt down and, you know, limit their, I only got the fastball today. Now, if your fastball's that good and you can just get it done, like Sandy Koufax, then go for it. But I can't praise this guy anymore. I mean, this is as good as we've seen from an Oriole pitcher ever. I mean, 10, 11 straight games, 2 runs or less? I mean, what the hell?
I mean, it's gotten to a point where if he doesn't go 7 innings, yeah, I'm saying, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, he gets
you
up know? 3 runs, we're going to be ragging on him the next day.
Exactly. I mean, it's been that dialed in. It's been that consistent that you're right. I haven't seen anything like it. And you mentioned the velocity. Well, he doesn't even really throw that hard. I mean, what's his fastball? 94?
Yeah,
high end?
Crank at the 95, 96. Every
right,
now,
maybe.
Yeah.
But still, you're seeing the swing and miss stuff. And the other day, the velocity wasn't up. It was in that 93 range. But he knows where to put it. To Cliff's point, the difference between somebody that's just rearing back and throwing as hard as they can and someone who's mixing and matching, setting guys up, trying to get them to whiff. And Rodgers right now, every time you hear him talk, he's kind of harping on the mental side of things. Maybe it was that simple for him that these past couple of years, if he had a bad outing, he's just beating himself up saying, oh, you know, you stink. You're never going to get this back. I don't care what it was. I mean, he's delivering right now.
What are you looking forward from Bradish? Not just tonight, but number one for me is health. Health.
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy. Be good. Because then in the offseason, if Bradish is, air quotes, back with Rodgers, you got something at the top of the rotation. Still need another. Maybe even two. Orioles keep saying Grayson will be ready for spring training, but we've Fred Astaire'd that thing before. So I'll believe that when I see it. But Bradish being back to what he was pre-injury, man, that would be huge for them.
Oh, absolutely. Next year for sure. And I think you're right. I mean, don't push anything tonight. Don't push anything really for the rest of this season at all. It's just a matter of getting him comfortable on the mound again. But for tonight, I'd anticipate him being extra amped up. Maybe he's a tick up on the fastball velocity because he's just got adrenaline going. and maybe kind of protect him from himself in that regard. You know, if he's dealing, I got no problems with pulling him a little bit early if it means that he ends it an inning clean. You know, if he finds himself in a jam and now, you know, you're pulling him in the middle of an inning, I don't know. I think if he gives you like five solid innings and he's working clean, or maybe just one or two runs, pitch count could be low, but I'd still say let's end on a high note.
And no doubt. And they're going up. He's going up against the Boston, one of the most potent offenses in baseball. Even the Orioles kept him relatively quiet at Fenway last week. And for the most part, Sagano made two bad pitches, and that was kind of the difference in the game, other than that 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position thing. But, yeah, you're going up against a team with everything to play for in the Red Sox. So I think that alone will amp them up. Like, I'll take these bats and shove them up your rear ends. Take this back to Beantown, a-holes.
Plus, with it being at home, you know, the crowd's going to give him a great reception when he goes out there to pitch the first. I think, you know, first inning especially, he might be kind of a little tuned up.
We got more American League East baseball in general at 1:15. AL East Report and Beyond, updated standings. Another flippage of first place in the NL West, for instance. But Nate Davis, USA Today, joins us for NFL Lunch. What do you think about a Ravens-Packers Super Bowl? I think we'd all take it, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.